Hi, Cole here, creator and narrator of The Town Whispers. It's been a long summer, but the leaves once again fall, and with autumn comes longer nights that beg for darker tales. And to fill those long, cold evenings, I've launched a brand new podcast called Tiny Terrors. Tiny Terrors is a nostalgic horror anthology series that is as fun as it is dark. Join three friends as they delve into a forgotten corner of storytelling history and bring to light the darker depths yet still hidden in those often untraveled corners. Subscribe, listen, and review Tiny Terrors wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi there, it's Cole, narrator and creator of The Town Whispers. Before today's episode, I just wanted to take a moment and send a special thanks to some of our new Patreon members. Becky Retzer, Marlene Aryu, Nostaria, Wayanuya, Yami Kakyu, Mr. F, and of course, Chris McClure. Thank you for your support. If you'd like to join them in supporting the fort, you too can receive ad-free episodes for as little as $1 a month. Consider visiting our Patreon at www.patreon.com/thetownwhispers. And now, on to the show. The Town Whispers is a narrative horror podcast that will tell the many stories hidden behind the rain and the fog and the trees of a town called the Fort. Very little is spoken in this town of the Beast. Largely shrouded in mystery for the matter of a few days, the nights were longer and filled with the screams of unsuspecting prey. And yet, no one speaks about it. Listener discretion is advised.
I got the ghost of you inside of my head.
Attention, young man. There are lessons to be learnt, and I see not the spark of critical application in your eye. Think, Albert. Think about it. Think about what it is we are learning now. Think about all the wonderful ways you can apply it to your own life.
Albert fingered at the threads that kept him from asking all the burning questions about the good book that he did not have. It was awfully uninspiring listening to Mother Cyprian's lessons about something Albert could see plainly meant little to her.
If you do not stop fiddling, you'll have another nasty tear. And we can't have you maiming yourself any further than you already have. Now, as I was saying, the feast of Corpus Christi reminds us that we possess an immense treasure. When a Catholic priest takes a little piece of unleavened bread and repeats the words that Jesus spoke at the Last Supper, "This is my body." And when he takes a small amount of wine in a chalice and says, "This is my blood," the bread is no longer bread, Albert, and the wine is no longer wine.
Albert raised his eyebrows, unable to verbally protest, despite his desire to attain that position of authority atop Heaven Hill that he'd seen in a vision some time ago. The idea of transubstantiation seemed fantastically morbid. Even in his reality, one filled with caves and past transgressions, whisking children away to the man in the cave, being left for dead, dying, and then his own rebirth. Trauma being what it was, mistakes being what they are, seemed far away and foreign. He hadn't done those things. It wasn't his fault. Those things hadn't happened to him. They couldn't have. If he kept lying and lying and lying to himself, maybe one day it wouldn't be true. Maybe it wouldn't weigh on him in his newfound self-awareness. Maybe it wouldn't follow him and stain him if he just kept lying and lying and lying to himself.
Come now, you know I am a well-tuned critic of our English translations of what was once a venerated and trusted account of events. People assembled the Bible, Albert. It wasn't hand-delivered in one piece. It wasn't sent plummeting to the earth as an angelic manuscript. It was pieced together using accounts written sometimes decades after events had occurred. Other stories still are, well, complete fabrication. They are simply added in for grandeur. But there are lessons to be learnt. And the sooner you stop fiddling with your stitches and pay attention, the sooner you may learn the wonders that lay within its pages and learn to read past the cipher of unbelievers and fanatics and the devices of control that have been cooked into this dome.
Albert shifted uncomfortably in his seat and pulled at the sleeve of his shirt, adjusting himself with little else to do as he felt the glaring gaze of Mother Cyprian examining him.
Yes, yes, Albert, I know. My lectures are a little self-contradictory. But it's all a matter of perspective. And, of course, I understand that Catholicism is not the flavor of this land. I don't ask you to convert the local populace when you one day take up your mantle. I only aim to show and teach you what we've known all along, so that you may live in enlightenment. It doesn't matter the method you choose to achieve your goals. Whatever delivers the required amount of passion and belief and will suffice. Praying, effigies, sacrifice, even silence. Whatever means you use is irrelevant, as long as it ignites your will. For example, if I were to, say, grow a tree, and I wanted it to be the tallest and strongest tree in the woods, I can't simply say, "Grow, tree, grow." But if I keep the seed warm in my hand, if I whisper to it what I want it to be, and I imagine all of it, the entirety of its life, its purpose, what I want it to look like, the texture of its bark, the extent of its roots, if I assert my will and my intent and tell it what it should be, what it will be, if I prepare the soil, if I make offerings of which hold value to me, say I take the food from my table and dig a small hole and throw it in. If for that evening I fast, I hear the grumbling of my hunger rumble in my belly. If I do that for another evening, and another, that is myself asserting my own will to suffer in order to attain my goal. Now that is something entirely different and wonderful and powerful. If you wanted to, oh yes, you could visit 1,000,000 Catholic masses, Albert. And only once will you see a priest willing enough, determined enough, devoted enough to accomplish transubstantiation, where the whole of the bread and the wine have changed, and only their appearance remains. Oh, and Protestants, well, I can't blame them. Oh, well, Catholics merely opted to adopt these practices, to steal them and deliver them in a package adorned with a cross, to preserve them in whatever tainted way they saw fit. Given the corruption and political modes and methods within this institution, the truth of it has sadly been lost to time, and the unwillingness to fully devote oneself in sacrifice, well, no one wants to do that anymore. Really and truly, this book,
Mother Cyprian held the thick tome in her hands,
is a collection of true beliefs, but they are saddled with lies and half-truths. Think about what you want, Albert, what you dearly and truly want.
Albert glared at Mother Cyprian. Oh, he knew exactly what he wanted.
Think about what you'd give to get it.
Albert knew exactly what he'd sacrifice.
For example, think of all the wonderful words you'll speak one day when we've unburdened you of your stitches. Think of all the good they will do this town.
Young Albert nodded, but that wasn't nearly as satisfying as what he himself had in mind. Today's episode was written and performed by Cole Weavers. Sound production and editing by Matt Black. Our theme song is by the ever-wonderful Charlie P.S. The fort is built on secrets and shadows, on unspoken truths and the designs of the long shadows, whoever they may be. But it's also built on the support of its townsfolk. Would you like to support our tiny little monstrosity of a town by mending the roof of the church? Or keeping the doors of the sanatorium for the lost and unwanted open? Or perhaps you'd rather help build the mausoleum for the ones who will never die? In thanks for your support, and for only a few dollars a month, you'll receive episodes of The Town Whispers released early and forever ad-free, as well as exclusive short stories and one-shots to expand your knowledge of what lays dormant and watching under the earth. Would you like to see, with your own frail eyes that can only see what can be imagined by the goodness of a heart drenched in humanity, by receiving digital rewards of the visual variety? All this and more will be revealed on our Patreon. Please consider joining us at www.patreon.com/thetownwhispers. If you would like to support us in other ways, please consider following us on Facebook and Instagram and on Twitter at The Town Whispers, or by leaving a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. For more information on the show, please head on over to www.thetownwhispers.com. I got the
ghost of you inside of my head. What I'm supposed to do, the blood has been shed. He got a dark past in a soul that's unfed. What I'm supposed to do is already dead. He's so
tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.